Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we're in 1 Kings chapter 7. Solomon builds his own palace, and he provides furnishings for the temple. Let's listen into Faith Comes By Hearing's reading of 1 Kings 7.
1 Kings 7. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished his entire house. He built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. And it was built on four rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above the chambers that were on the 45 pillars, 15 in each row. There were window frames in three rows, and window opposite window in three tiers. All the doorways and windows had square frames, and window was opposite window in three tiers. And he made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 30 cubits. There was a porch in front with pillars, and a canopy in front of them. And he made the hall of the throne where he was to pronounce judgment, even the hall of judgment. It was finished with cedar from floor to rafters. His own house where he was to dwell, in the other court back of the hall, was of like workmanship. Solomon also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter whom he had taken in marriage. All these were made of costly stones, cut according to measure, sawed with saws back and front, even from the foundation to the coping, and from the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, huge stones, stones of 8 and 10 cubits, and above were costly stones, cut according to measurement, and cedar. The great court had three courses of cut stone all around, and a course of cedar beams. So had the inner court of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the house. And King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze. And he was full of wisdom, understanding, and skill for making any work in bronze. He came to King Solomon and did all his work. He cast two pillars of bronze. 18 cubits was the height of one pillar, and a line of 12 cubits measured its circumference. It was hollow, and its thickness was 4 fingers. The second pillar was the same. He also made 2 capitals of cast bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were lattices of checker work with wreaths of chain work for the capitals on the tops of the pillars, a lattice for the one capital, and a lattice for the other capital. Likewise, he made pomegranates in 2 rows around the one lattice work to cover the capital that was on the top of the pillar, and he did the same with the other capital. Now the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars in the vestibule were of lily work, 4 cubits. The capitals were on the 2 pillars and also above the rounded projection which was beside the lattice work. There were 200 pomegranates in 2 rows all around, and so with the other capital. He set up the pillars at the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the south and called its name Jachin, and he set up the pillar on the north and called its name Boaz. And on the tops of the pillars was lily work. Thus the work of the pillars was finished. Then he made the sea of cast metal. It was round, 10 cubits from brim to brim, and 5 cubits high, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. Under its brim were gourds for 10 cubits, compassing the sea all around. The gourds were in 2 rows, cast with it when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them, and all their rear parts were inward. Its thickness was a handbreadth, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. He also made the 10 stands of bronze. Each stand was 4 cubits long, 4 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. This was the construction of the stands. They had panels, and the panels were set in the frames. And on the panels that were set in the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. On the frames, both above and below the lions and oxen, there were wreaths of beveled work. Moreover, each stand had four bronze wheels and axles of bronze, and at the four corners were supports for a basin. The supports were cast with wreaths at the side of each. Its opening was within a crown that projected upward one cubit. Its opening was round as a pedestal is made, a cubit and a half deep. At its opening there were carvings, and its panels were square, not round. And the four wheels were underneath the panels. The axles of the wheels were of one piece with the stands, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half. The wheels were made like a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. There were four supports at the four corners of each stand. The supports were of one piece with the stands. And on the top of the stand there was a round band half a cubit high. And on the top of the stand, its stays and its panels were of one piece with it. And on the surfaces of its stays and on its panels, he carved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each, with wreaths all around. After this manner, he made the 10 stands. All of them were cast alike, of the same measure and the same form. And he made 10 basins of bronze. Each basin held 40 baths. Each basin measured 4 cubits, and there was a basin for each of the 10 stands. And he set the stands, 5 on the south side of the house, and 5 on the north side of the house. And he set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. Hiram also made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram finished all the work that he did for King Solomon on the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the tops of the pillars. And the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. The 10 stands and the 10 basins on the stands, and the 1 sea and the 12 oxen underneath the sea. Now the pots, the shovels, and the basins, all these vessels in the house of the Lord, which Hiram made for King Solomon, were of burnished bronze. In the plain of the Jordan the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because there were so many of them. The weight of the bronze was not ascertained. So Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of the Lord, the golden altar, the golden table for the bread of the presence, the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north, before the inner sanctuary, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold, the cups, snuffers, basins, dishes for incense, and fire pans of pure gold, and the sockets of gold for the doors of the innermost part of the house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the nave of the temple. Thus all the work that King Solomon did on the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things that David his father had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the vessels, and stored them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.
In 1989, I was 34 years old. I was reading the Bible, and I was reading 1 Kings in chunks. So I read chapters 1 through 9 on the same day. So that's why I haven't referred back to my journal in 1989. 8 years later, in 1997, I was 42 years old, and I was just reading the Old Testament. So I took the whole year to read the Old Testament. Doing so slows down the pace a little bit. So related to these chapters, I read 1 Kings chapter 6 and 7 on the same day, and I wrote Solomon Builds the Temple. What a structure. It took 7 years to build. 14 years later, in 2011, at 56 years old, I read the whole Bible in 2011. So that takes a lot of reading. So I've already shared from time to time that I've read some Old Testament and some New Testament passage each day that year. So related to this chapter, I read 1 Kings 6 and 7 with portions of Luke on the same day. Concerning chapter 7, I wrote, Hiram was full of wisdom, understanding, and skill for making any work in bronze. And I was quoting verse 14 of chapter 7. God blesses each of us with skills to use in occupations. We are all kinds of people to make the world go round. I think the practical application we can relate to this chapter is various ways to read the Bible. I vary my Bible reading virtually every year, so it stays fresh. I encourage you to use various methods of Bible reading. Maybe 1 year you read the whole Bible. Maybe the next year you read only the Old Testament or the New Testament. Or maybe you read the Bible chronologically. In journals available at EzraProject.net, there are various ways to read the Bible. If you're interested in a Bible reading journal, visit EzraProject.net. You can select a chronological Bible reading journal or a trio Bible reading journal. The trio Bible reading journal has an Old Testament passage every day, a New Testament passage every day, so you can do one or the other, or you can do both. Each of those journals has 8 to 10 methods of how to read the Bible. Those journals are great resources to vary your Bible reading each and every year, and also to journal your journey through the Scriptures, as I have done for over 35 years. So visit EzraProject.net, look at the resource page, and see the journals available to you. In Chapter 7, all the work of the temple was completed. We look forward to Chapter 8 as the Ark is moved into the temple. Until then, may God bless you as you consider various ways to read the Bible. May you also consider journaling your Bible reading. Father, we thank you for the completion of the temple, a good work that you commanded Solomon to accomplish. And we thank you for the skills and abilities of Hiram, the one who made all the contents to the temple, all the utensils, and finished all the furnishings. We thank you for whatever skills and abilities you have given to us. May we use them to be temples for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.